Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Daughter of Godcast, season 2, proud creation, and we're back with episode 092, After at Last. In 090, we announced an inside peek at the production process and posted 090 Welcome Aboard, the musical introduction to the Daughter of God. This was a sequence of strictly live action scenes shot in Canada way back in April of 2006, the before. Flash forward 12 years and 1 month to the planned post-apocalyptic VFX transformation. However, due to some workflow snags and urgent family matters, the after wasn't ready for episode 091, so we posted a making of time-lapse of the production process instead. And so now for 092, After at Last, the VFX is far enough along to get some feedback from y'all. First, though, let's see what the incomparable Seamus and Jill had to say about our making of sequence. 091, After Almost, is not a scene from The Daughter of God, but a peek into the process of adding visual effects. A scene behind the scenes, if you will. Even if you won't. The feedback question is, would you enjoy seeing more of the movie-making process? More behind-the-scenes scenes? And here's Jill via Vimeo with her answer. Yes. And here's Seamus via dog.movie.
As long as it doesn't cut too much into production time, I'd love to see more behind-the-scenes footage. The bullets along the path are an interesting addition, and I'm curious to find out the reasoning for the decision. You're probably on another list now, depending on how you got them, I replied.
Good point about cutting into production time. I'm experimenting with an easy documentation method that not only won't distract, but might even enhance the process. Snip. With luck, I'll get this scene pretty much ready in the next couple of days. Becoming evident that revamping my workflow reorganization would feel great. Then we'll revisit the why of the shells. Might be more evident in context with the rest of the new elements. Not being ready with the VFX version was a fortunate stumble. There are no accidents. I just happened to record my fiddling around in the studio while setting up the brass ammo shells, so I had a little something to share for 091 in lieu of an after. This felt like a punt, maybe even cheating, but actually the universe was orchestrating the next breakthrough. I've been getting back into watching After Effects tutorials on YouTube. Slightly sidetracked the other night when I found a keynote and interview with Andrew Kramer of Video Copilot. He was talking about how he started posting After Effects tutorials free to drive his own learning process. Eureka! Behind-the-scenes scenes are like tutorials, and I definitely still have a lot to learn. Shared learning as the driving force behind production. The quest for excellence, complete with fortunate mistakes, trial and error, virtuosic stumbles, and you get to see it all. Well, maybe not all, but a lot of it. Another factor in expediting future VFX is implementing more efficient organization, as I mentioned to Seamus. I'll need a couple of weeks on and off to fully revamp the project archives. Finally, the VFX is likely to get more complicated. If 2 to 3 weeks are needed to do the next before and after, there can be making of videos along the way. Last Friday, I showed Welcome Aboard at Studio Anatomy's Basement Art Show, curated by Nick Walsh. Several peeps from the long-dormant Michigan Movie Makers were also screening, and we each got to do a bit of Q&A. It was quite fun. Trevor was there, and IM'd a couple of days later, complimenting the theme song. Another fucked up day in paradise. He's also a real musician, like Frank, who opined positively in 091. This is kind of unexpected. I like the song too, but I don't really know what I'm doing musically. To have accomplished players and singers offering encouragement, wow. 092, After At Last. You might have to squint a little to see past the rubber bands and superglue, but at the risk of repeating myself, these scenes are works in progress. Under the warts of the toad, a princess. The universe next door is pushing past the veil of mere actuality as tentacles of living backstory insinuate themselves into every crevice and corner. Alternatives from the multiverse are flickering into our experience. Reality is a dream we dare not awake from. The feedback question is, what do you now know about the characters based on their environment? Remember, friends, all you need to offer feedback is a passion for movies, a fascination with expression, art, feelings, and ideas. All you need is love. Bop, bop, ba-da-da! This concludes another riveting episode of the Daughter of Godcast Season 2 Crowd Creation, where you make the movie better with your opinions, impressions, and associations. Can a movie still be fun even if you know what's going to happen? Humans love pretending we don't know the future. Surprises are us. That's what we designed this universe to be, a springing, an icy gush, a warm rain of the unexpected. We know how this ends. Everybody dies. That's the happy ending. Because after the roller coaster, there's the log flume, the Ferris wheel. After the human game, there's the polar bear game, the star game, the sequoia game. Whatever ride you want to ride, whatever expansion pack you want to play, desire incarnate. An eternity of reveling, of games, of surprises. Welcome!